The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Good morning and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Steven Serta. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Let's get you caught up on Thursday, May 5th across the NFL. NFL Daily Kickoff is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. The NFL finally announced its international matchups after announcing the first part of those games a while back. The 49ers will take on the Arizona Cardinals in Mexico City on November 21st on ESPN. The Seahawks will take on the Bucks in Munich on November 13th for the first ever regular season game in Germany. They also announced the first ever exclusive ESPN Plus game, for whatever reason, between the Broncos and Jaguars in London on October 30th. The Vikings will take on the Saints in London on October 2nd, and the Giants will take on the Packers on October 9th. The New Orleans Saints confirmed the official signing of safety Tyrann Mathieu. The deal is expected to be in the three-year, $33 million range, but the Honey Badger is officially a Saint. On Wednesday, Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts spoke with the media for the first time since Philly made a blockbuster deal on draft night to acquire star wide receiver A.J. Brown. Hurts spoke on his expectations for the upcoming season and why he's up to the challenge.
I think this is an exciting time to be an Eagle. I think coming off of the things we were able to accomplish and overcome last year, I think there's a lot to look forward to. And just knowing that for me, one thing that I've been telling the guys is the foundation has been set. The standard has been set, and the only direction is to climb. You know, and the only way we can do that is doing it together.
Also, via Jeff McClain of the Philadelphia Inquirer, the Eagles fired Director of Scouting Operations Casey Weidel. Weidel is the brother of Vice President of Player Personnel Andy Weidel, and McClain reports that his future could be in doubt in Philly. It's important to note that it's not uncommon in the NFL to see these guys get let go after the NFL draft. Broncos wide receiver Jerry Jeudy spoke to the media and shared his thoughts on how quarterback Russell Wilson can help his career as he heads into year number three in the NFL.
He could help me a lot. You know, he's a great quarterback, you know, Hall of Fame quarterback that came into the office as a leader, and it gave me better as well. So, I mean, he's going to help me a lot this season.
There's no doubt Russell Wilson is an upgrade over what Jeudy has played with so far in his NFL career. I hope that translates to success on the field for Jeudy. Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones confirmed that the Cowboys' top draft pick, Tyler Smith, who they selected number 24 overall, will have a chance to compete on the left side of their offensive line. Jones added that he could see some snaps at guard, but with their star left tackle Tyrann Smith missing time over the last few years, he's viewed as someone who can step in and play left tackle for the Cowboys. Lions general manager Brad Holmes confirmed that the Lions were thrilled to move up and draft Alabama wide receiver Jameson Williams. Obviously, taking a player at number 12 overall means you were pretty thrilled to grab him, but Holmes confirmed to ESPN that it wasn't just trading up to get a wide receiver, it was trading up to get Williams. After rumors started stirring before the NFL draft about the Giants possibly trading 2021 first-round draft pick Kadarius Toney, the Giants were quick to shut those down. Now Giants GM Joe Schoen and head coach Brian Daboll say Tony is in the building and he's picking things up very quickly in the new offense. They are excited to have his skill set and figure out how they can utilize him in the upcoming season. The Kansas City Chiefs invited Alabama State defensive tackle Christian Clark to their rookie minicamp this weekend. Clark is the younger brother of Chiefs defensive end Frank Clark. The Chiefs are also hoping to pick up talks on a long-term extension with tackle Orlando Brown Jr. in the near future. That's all I got for you on Thursday, May 5th. Please make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show. It's available for you on all major podcast platforms. While you're there, please leave a rating and review and stay tuned for later today. It's the Look Ahead with RJ Ochoa and Rob Stats Guerrera. I'm Steven Serta. I'll talk to you soon.